DW.
Get in and enjoy a book, reads the homemade sign hanging in the back window of Ali Moyad Kassam's dented yellow taxi. It welcomes passengers into a space crammed with reading material. For the last few months, the 20-year-old has been working as a taxi driver in the southern Iraqi city of Basra to finance his studies.
When I started working as a taxi driver, I let books fall by the wayside. I sat in the car all day and didn't have any time to read. One day, I thought I'd take my books along with me in the taxi and read while waiting for passengers. Eventually, more and more books ended up in the car, and the passengers started asking about them. I said they were welcome to read the books as well, and that's how I became the reading taxi.
Ali's family isn't very interested in culture. His father runs, of all things, a mobile phone business. Ali thinks his passengers waste too much time on their smartphones.
Staring at the phone day and night is bad for the eyes. They're very sensitive. It's important for me that my passengers put aside their phone for a while and don't just talk about nonsense and gossip. They get nothing from that. But with a book, they can feel something. Even if they only read 4 or 5 sentences, they can take something away from that. A laugh, maybe, or something else.
At the age of 14, Ali developed an interest in literature. He reads almost exclusively Iraqi authors, novels, novellas, short stories, and poems, his favorite. He's collected about 70 books, and now he's decided to share his passion.
I challenge my passengers. If you read one of my books for at least 10 minutes, I'll give it to you. Some days I give away 3 books, some days none. Some passengers think it's a nice idea, but say they don't have the time. Or they leaf through a book for a few minutes, but then give it back.
Ali has also begun writing his own texts, and appears to have a knack for writing plays. One has already been staged for an audience, and Ali has even won 2 awards. One day, he hopes to study drama. Meanwhile, the reading taxi has found fame beyond Basra. Ali has been interviewed several times for TV. Publishers and authors have begun sending him books to fill up his taxi. These days, young Iraqis are especially active on social media. Everyone has a smartphone. Yet, Ali remains optimistic.
People are reading less and less. They're losing contact with written materials. It's running the risk of dying out. But I think reading will come back. More and more young people are reading. They're frequenting Farahidi Street, the street of booksellers. Or they're going to see writers, and they're starting to write more.
DW.